from everyone. Lovely to be with you. So we will start in this meeting with a brief meditation. You can turn your look inwards or close your eyes, whatever resonates for you. And do nothing, simply allow your experience, whatever appears to you, to be just as it is. You don't need to do any effort. Relax into being. Notice the peace and the stillness that permeates your experience. Allow the peace of being to shine. You don't need to figure anything out. Notice how the sound of this voice and thoughts appear to you without any effort, without you doing anything. They appear and disappear within you. You being the reality which perceives this perception, which hears these words effortlessly, like a river flows. Within the banks, you are the river, you are the flow, you are the banks. When you look over the hills, when you perceive the hills and mountains, they arise within you. when you know this sensation within the body, the sensation of hunger or tiredness, these sensations arise within you. You being the reality which perceives. The mountains, the hills are made out of the universe. They're not separate from the totality. Your body breathing, sensing, perceiving is made out of the mountains, is made out of the sky, is made out of the air, is made out of the totality. There is an infinite, invisible interconnectedness between everything, like the different waves on the ocean. There is an invisible interconnectedness between them, which is their substance, water. There are no separate waves in the ocean. There are no separate things in the universe. In fact, in reality, conceptually, we make distinctions between this and that. But experientially, it is all one. I and the universe are one. The ocean and its infinite waves are one. When you turn your attention to the sense of I, what is it? Maybe sensations will appear to you. Maybe thoughts will appear to you concerning the sense of I. Maybe memories will appear to you. Whatever appears to you appears to you in the same manner that the mountain appears to you, in the same manner that the sky appears to you. We can make conceptual distinctions between the mountain and the sky. We can make conceptual distinctions between the mountain and the sensation within the body. We can make distinctions between a lake and a fault, but they all appear in the same place, in the same space, and they all have the same substance. You can make a distinction between a wave and a block of ice floating in the ocean. But they are made of the same substance, water, and they both appear within the same ocean. And they are made out of the ocean. The sense of I is not separate from the mountains and the rivers. Is not separate from the universe. They are indivisible, experientially indistinguishable. When you refer to your experience rather than referring to your conceptual realm, your experience reveals to you non-duality. Reveals to you no separation. The sense of me and the sense of I are not so different. It is the ocean which is playing the game of waves and currents. It is the universe which is playing the game of mountains, rivers, and clouds, and people. And this universe knows itself as I am. You know yourself as I am. And you know yourself as this is. They are one and the same. simply do not add, I am something or I am somebody. Simply do not add, I am this body, I am this man or this woman, this father or mother. That is true about the body mind. But it is not true about I. I is the reality which perceives. It's formless, has no name or age. It is not an object. The body appears to you. Sensations appear to you. You are not that which appears. You are not that which you perceive. It is the universe which perceives through this body mind. You are that vastness. No need to identify I with any object, with any experience, with any form, with any event. Remain not knowing, just as well. Not to become somebody.